You're tuned into the Awakening Zone Radio Network, your news and information source for empowered spiritual awakening.
Hello, this is Karen Elkins, and welcome to Science to Sage Radio, where the Science to Sage magazine comes alive. And if you're listening on Blog Talk, we invite you to come on and join us on the Awakening Zone, and that way you can actually dial in with questions if you like. And today, our guest is Marlene Carlin. She is a unique, as a unique credentials described by Wayne Dyer as a great force in facilitating a shift in consciousness. She is recognized globally as an inner peace expert and is the founder of the remarkable Simplicity of Stillness, SOS, I like that, method, because that is the SOS. And her 25 years of studying in healing arts, ancient wisdom, and modern science combines with more than a decade of case studies that have led to the development of her Simplicity of Stillness method, which I have to say I've done many times. This scientifically researched method actively activates the vital life energy that accesses deep peace and infinite intelligence and has evidence of rapid, long-lasting mental, emotional, spiritual, and psychological benefits in thousands of people's lives around the world. So, welcome, Marlise.
Thank you for being
with the show. But
absolutely.
We have to say also that she's also the author of The Power of Peace Within You, a revolutionary tool for hope, healing, happiness in the 21st century. And what I'd like to ask with this, because I actually think when I think of the 21st century, unlike past times, we lived in a very rigid paradigms where people didn't go to counselors and people maybe went to their friends and complained. But you're asking us in this time to find our inner guru. Would that be correct?
It's about tapping into that inner wisdom. And there, of course, you know, mentors are certainly help shorten that span, don't they? Because I would say everywhere I turn, I have found the most extraordinary teachers who have brought me to greater understanding in a wide variety of areas. But what it does is it does bring you into that deep inner knowing within yourself.
Well, you have a very interesting background. And to get you to where you are, I haven't found anybody as yet who hasn't created something that isn't been for their own personal development. And so this was a part of your own personal journey. And reading that was like, wow. So why don't you give us insights to what brought you to the place where you would, you know, delve into doing all this research to create such a beautiful book, because I actually thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you. Yes, yeah, it was a journey I didn't plan on, which I'm sure none of us have no idea where we're headed. But I ran away from home at 16. My father was very abusive. He was physically and verbally abusive. And so I took off on my journey to find freedom, you know, freedom from the pain I was in, freedom from the labels he was giving me of who I was that my inner knowing knew I wasn't. But that journey led me into drugs and alcoholism and, you know, which you do find that momentary relief. But if you're fortunate, you suddenly realize it's momentary and it can't take you beyond where you've been. So I had the good fortune of meeting great meditation masters. And then, and which began to open up a whole new area for me because it began to soften the pain that I was in. But I was becoming ill also, and I suddenly realized that my anger and rage had something to do with why I was becoming ill. So the mind-body connection showed up really quickly for me. And I began studying also with great masters of different healing wisdoms as well from the East. And then as my journey continued, I actually became so well, I became an award-winning film producer. Life became very successful. And then suddenly, there still was that knowing that I hadn't taken it as far as I wanted to go, that journey for freedom, because there was still that little bit of emptiness inside. And I had an injury, and my injury caused me to understand, oh, you need to get back on your journey. The body talks to us all the time, you know, it's telling us and giving us messages. And as I got back on my journey, at that point, I began putting together the different tools that I had developed through the years from all of this study, and now was also including science as well. And through that and going through energetically experiential sessions of stillness, I awoke one morning to a vision of everything I had ever done in my life that I considered shameful. And so this wasn't where I was intending to go, and I was in so much pain and so much sadness. And in the midst of this sadness and pain, this literal energy field began to pour and resonate through my entire body. And it resonated through me and out from me, literally creating a world of just pure light. And experientially, it was the sweetest, most loving experience that I'd ever had. There's just no words to define that level of experience. And that continued for days and weeks and months afterwards, and it began resonating out people as well. And that began that journey of, I was being told, you have learned something, you have experienced something, now it's time to bring that understanding in a form that other people can access that place of freedom as well.
It's interesting. It seems like, you know, in life, your pain turns out to be your gift, and there's a way when you're seeking for healing that it beckons you to almost the quintessential opposite of it.
Yes.
Right? It's interesting. And you traveled the world doing this, and you've also studied with, before I give, you've cultivated your wisdom through many different disciplines, the Vedic, the Sufis, and the Christians, because that's how you grew up. So when you were doing this, what was the common denominator that you got? And even with that, I'm going to call it Nirvana experience, or whatever you call it.
Right.
What was it that you found that were commonalities between all of this?
What I found is at the core of all religions and spiritual paths is this exquisite space of love. And it's not the love that most of us recognize in relationship. Even no matter how much you love someone, it's not that love. It's the love that resonates within that when you're in this space of complete, what I call it, complete awareness, pure awareness, there's no anger, there's no pain, there's no worry. There's just exquisite love. And then you have to find how to bring that into and weave it throughout every moment of your life. It's not about, oh, I'm going to go have these great experiences, know that exquisite space, and then beat my brother up tomorrow because I didn't like what he said to me. or not know how to deal with work because the boss is doing this. It's about recognizing that exquisite intelligence that you are and bringing that higher intelligence into every moment of your day. So it's a different love than we usually experience, but that love can be experienced in such a way it begins to literally flow through you and out into the world. So now you become a catalyst for that love to expand into every moment of your day and into the people around you as well.
Mm. So here's the question. When you created your book, you created a roadmap and you put certain things in the roadmap, such as intention, experience, healing, and integration, empowerment, and living consciously. So why don't we go through sort of the roadmap of how you created your book so other people could get to the point where they could experience what it is that you're offering, right?
Right. Well, what happens is there usually is a moment in time or something that causes us to say, I want to go deeper. There's something else going on. So as you walk your journey, it's actually a cyclical journey. It's a never-ending cyclical journey. It isn't 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 steps, and then you're there for life.
I've noticed.
But the good news with the simplicity of stillness is because it's so deeply experiential, you begin shifting immediately. You begin going into higher awareness immediately. So healing happens very naturally. You don't have to force yourself to do anything. It just begins happening. And then the book outlines different practices so that you can use these tools to keep bringing new habits into your life. So what happens is you begin to release some pain from the past. You begin to set up new pathways in the brain and in the body that cleanse the body of the blocks that we've had for such a long time. And you begin setting up these new neural pathways that are guiding you to greater choices in your life. And so one by one, you're moving into conscious living, but it isn't that it takes till step seven to get there. You're already awakening to a higher, and look, we all know the word awakening. This is about continual evolution and expansion. So even if you've been on your spiritual journey for 30 and 40 years, we're all evolving. And so you want to keep allowing the expansion of you to continually bring out greater what you're here to offer, even more than you know today, and greater love and enjoyment of your life. Because it's all about that. It's not just the doing of making it something happen. It's about the beauty and enjoyment of your own life.
It's part of it, yeah, it just makes me think of it. Is it part of it is just like kind of learning how to get out of your way. And the one thing I think that's different from what you're saying in the book is there's two levels, basically. There's the part where we live disconnected from the greater power that is. And then there's the part that we cut that part off, so there is no infinite flow. Why don't you explain that? Because I think that's the, one of the key elements of the book.
Yes. What I have understood more and more through the study of science as well, it just keeps complementing all the ancient healing methods and ancient wisdom, is that there are blocks within us, and they're so subconscious and so deep, we don't even know it. And so we're banging up against things in life continually. And as we access this energy field of higher awareness, we begin to move into a beautiful flow of life. And you don't have to wonder if you're there. You're in it. You can feel it. There's synchronicity all around you. And so as you're accessing this flow of life, suddenly you find that when something happens that would make you normally angry, you don't jump to anger anymore. You have that awareness. Ah, there's a different way to be with this. And you have the tools, release and let go, that guide you. Ah, when I consider this, I can put it into this plan, A, B, C, and I can see what it is, and I can release it and let go and get back into that flow of life. So it just gives you a simpler format for getting back into the flow of life.
Well, you know what I enjoyed when I was doing the and listening was there's lots of elemental aspects to what you, how you've created the CD, because I think if people don't understand, there's the book that has you do journaling and guides you through different levels of your development, but also that there's a CD that goes with it that's a guided CD that has your voice on it, which is absolutely amazing. And what you fused into it, I've noticed, is very many elemental elements that water and wind. And is there a reason you did that?
You know, what I find is that I'm guided continually. And the Simplicity of Stillness, the core of the Simplicity of Stillness method is stillness session technology. And you're going to see that through my evolution and my understanding as the Simplicity of Stillness is expanding and growing as well, and even becoming simpler. So that CD is one of the stillness session technology that you can bring into your life immediately and experience it. And what's different about it than a guided meditation is that it's coupled with the subtle energies that instantly go beyond space and time, go beyond the dimensions of life as we understand it, and begin to bring healing to the body by clearing through the blocks in the body. Now, in this particular Power Piece in You audio recording, what I was guided to was to bring in the elements, as you said. And so maybe it has a more specific understanding to the individual's brain of feeling that, where there are many other of the recordings that have completely different words being spoken. And those words are now also igniting a different form of healing within you. You see what I'm saying? Because some of them have an element of forgiveness, or some of them would have an element of the breath. And so what happens is your mind gets kind of like entertained or entranced by those words, but those words are actually holding that frequency and vibrational resonance that begins to naturally already bring you into a higher resonance, which exists inside you. It's going back to that tuning fork theory, in a sense, where the higher frequency brings us into higher and higher frequencies.
Well, you mentioned in the book, you know, when we're necessarily in a lower frequency state, we're basically attracting some of those, we're basically dialing into the channel, right? And so as we progress in the stillness and getting our own self into peace, you're saying that we can elevate our what we attract. And is that part of that law of attraction?
Yes, it is. There's the understanding of the law of attraction, it absolutely works. And what I want people to understand is that there's a little shift in the understanding of it. And that is because often people think, okay, I'm not vibrating right, and that's why I'm not getting what I'm asking for. But is your journey to get everything you've asked for, or is your journey to evolve into higher awareness, into pure love? And so that guiding factor is sometimes going to put blocks in your road to say, that isn't going to get you where you want to go. So we're going to help you make a left turn.
is that it?
So that's why this it's like, wait a minute, where do you want to go? Is it only about, you know, the next car? Is it only about the next job? And you can have all of those, but aim in the direction that will evolve you to the greatest love and awareness that you can experience and live in every day. And pay attention to when those signals show up and just shift gears. Go into another direction. It's talking to you.
Okay, that goes where you're beginning for your roadmap is the concept of intention. And what are you intending, whether it's for your higher good? So.
Yes, exactly. You know, I think what I have found is intention is very, very powerful practice. It's a very powerful tool because we can have intentions that have an overview of our whole life. We can have intentions for every day. But what I have found in my classes also is that it's extremely misunderstood and that people think they understand it because there's certainly been a lot of talk about it. But what I find is that it's almost like when mission statements began to happen. And so every company, every human being had a mission statement. But if that statement wasn't woven throughout your body, mind, and soul, it was just a bunch of words on a piece of paper. So it really wasn't drawing too much to you because it was just something you kind of threw out there. And that's why when you develop an intention and then you activate it with that energy field of awareness that flows through the stillness session recordings, you are accelerating that intention, and now you're weaving it throughout your body, mind, and soul. And so you begin seeing, drawing more rapid answers to you than ever before because you're completely in alignment with it. You know, it's the difference of, you know, when you say to someone, how are you doing today? Great. I'm feeling fine. Well, the words and the inner message aren't the same. So you're not going to vibrate what you're asking for. You're not going to vibrate that toward you because you're not in alignment with you. And as you activate that higher energy principle that resonates through the stillness session technology, wham, then you're in total alignment and you see things moving very rapidly.
Okay. So part of it is what you talk about, the experience of being in harmony in the higher aspirations, and then the knowledge with needing to feed the mind, we call it with the alchemy of pure energy. So So yes. You use your journaling also for people to uncover maybe some of the blocks, because after you do the sessions, you're asking people to journey, you know, write about it, think about it. That's what I did like about the book. Here's a bunch of different ways you can actually think about the processes you may be going through depending on where you're at. And then after that, you said, okay, sit still and journal. I love that. Because that way you can access the inner part of your greater wisdom. You can get still instead of being in your head.
Right. And another wonderful element of journaling and creative writing, in a sense, is that the answers begin coming to you. That you, mm-hmm. you know, like with making a request or release and let go, answers begin coming. And so as you write them down, you realize how close you are to guidance at all times. And the more answers you get and then take action on the inspiration, then you see the movement in life toward what it is that is your purpose, toward resolving, you know, even the tiniest challenge that you have, because life is a series of tiny challenges.
No, it is, but I loved it, because when I did journal, whatever came to me, I actually said, okay, I'm supposed to act on it. So I did, and it was really quite fun. I'm doing this because this came through. So it was really fun.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I do the work. I do read the books, and I do my work.
Yes, and see, that's what I find sometimes that sometimes when I would study is that the person would create this phenomenal book, but there was no way to bring it into life. It kind of floated in the clouds, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I developed a methodology, so you could take all this brilliant teachings that we're understanding today, and I converge them into a way that you can bring it into the practical. Because it's not just about floating in the sky. It's about, how do I deal with work every day? How do I get new opportunities when I want them? You know, how do I deal with this relationship with the person I love, but we're at each other all the time? That's what's important. And that's how you can, and, you know, also accessing those higher awarenesses. So the juice, you know, it's the sweet spot of life. It definitely is.
Because the part you talk about, and I really do, well, maybe this is just the one meditation, but you always, you know, the one where you're breathing. One is two is, why is breath so important, and how is it that in this CD, you're really questioning is to get into the heart? And I think those are, why is breath so important? I will start with that one.
Well, I will say that breath is important because it's the magic carpet ride. That energy that is being transmitted through the recording, it's like as you breathe it in, mostly we breathe very shallow. And mm-hmm. as you begin breathing deep, it isn't about the breath. It is allowing the breath to become the transporter of that energy, so it's moving throughout your whole body. Now you feel it at the top of your head. Now you feel it racing down your arms and into the palms of your hands. Now you feel it as it begins vibrating all the way down to the soles of your feet. So you're allowing that breath to transport that energy throughout every pore of your body. And what happens as you do that, it literally becomes an anchor for you. So now you know how we set up neural pathways to remember things and to be reminded of things. And we have so many things in our mind that already are triggers of old pain and past injury. Well, now you're setting up a whole new set of remembrances and anchors. So when you're doing that level of breathing as you're doing the stillness session, then in the middle of the day, you're standing in a line somewhere, you're getting irritated, and you begin to do that same level of deep breathing, you're literally, it's like an anchor back to that stillness session. You start hearing the music in your head. You start feeling that energy just like vibrating in your body. So that's a very beautiful anchor to have in your day. So you don't feel like, you know, because sometimes people meditate and then it's over. And this is about bringing it into every single moment in an experiential way. So you're not wondering if it's there. You even feel it.
The way you describe that, remember, you mentioned it in your book, is Jane Bolton Taylor. when she talks about the state of inner peace. I mean, just the whole idea, she had that near-death experience, and then her body went to the right side of the brain, as she calls it, because the left wasn't. She was in la-la land, but it's a place of love. Remember that part? I love that in the TED Talks. I was in la-la land, and I would never give it up.
And yet we need her as a scientist to be able to speak to people like that. So if she didn't come down from that space, how could she speak about it? And simultaneously, you want to get back there. And see, I think there's so many people who've had extraordinary moments, glimpses of that exquisite space, but now it's about getting back there. And then it's about beginning to weave it more and more into every day.
Right. Because there's also the part which is, and I think it's true, oftentimes, you know, we get triggered, and then sometimes those triggers we just back away from. And instead of dealing with them because they're part of a deep-seated emotion, you know, we stuff them. And so what you're basically inviting people to do is, okay, take a deep breath, go take a session, go move forward.
Right. And that awareness will come through. And, you know, what I found is that so many of the challenges I had, and let's say patterns from my past, began dissolving immediately. And then there were some left over. Because we're meant to walk this journey and to have deeper understanding and to bring that awareness into the light. Because as we bring that pattern into the light, the subconscious, what is it that you do again and again that really doesn't serve you? What is it? Don't you want to bring that to the light? Don't you want to infuse it into the light so that that isn't something that you see anymore? And that's another element to why you write things down. Because I can go now to these journals from the past and go, oh, I don't even do that anymore. I don't do that anymore either. There's so many things I've left behind because I've developed so many new habits that are so much more conscious. It allows me to flow through life in a different way. And that's what people find as they do the methodology. So it's not only the stillness session, but it's going into those tools and practices that bring you new conscious habits in life.
You know, the part that strikes me is because I've had a couple people on the show that are talking about the levels of frequencies and what we attract, but most of them that get stuck in this are often ancestral ones that we carry on and repeat these patterns. And so I like the fact that you can actually do the sessions and then look even at your ancestors, where you talk about the shame, the guilt, the apathy, the fear, and the anger. And I think it's like you say, once you've done them you've found new tools, like you're suggesting, you can move beyond them. But again, it's a process.
It is a process. And what I find is when you recognize that some of what you do is encoded memory in yourself.
Yeah.
And because the more you understand today with the study of epigenetics is that you understand there is encoded memory in the cells of your body. And this energy flow begins to move through them. That's why people usually have a period where they feel like they're detoxing, and it happens at different times. And you might feel like a flu, or you might feel a little this or that. What it is it's actually working on those deeper levels. And those are things that you can't get to from knowledge of the mind, because it's got to affect the body, because the body's carrying that weight. So it's bringing your mind to support you in having a greater awareness, but also utilizing, you know, which some of the really great body work accesses that space that begins to release that cellular memory as well. So now you have more than one way to do that. You can do that through the stillness sessions. You can do that through body work, but you want to begin, you know, specific body work that actually does that, that goes to that deep level so that you can begin. Because you know what? Otherwise, you're just spinning around. You know, no matter how much you understand it, you're going to keep repeating the same things over and over unless it gets released. And then you find, oh, it's lessening. You don't get as angry as you used to. oh, you deal with things a little differently because it's lessened and it's not drawing you to deal with life in the way you did before. It opens up a whole new understanding, and it happens so naturally.
So you're talking about, as you say, you're tapping in into your innate genius. And I always like the image of the genie rubbing, you know, the bottle, and all of a sudden, but where does that come from? It just comes from the desire to change? Is that...
You know, yeah, what I think it is, that our desire to change, our desire to, yeah, shift a pattern is extremely helpful in drawing to us the best answers. And then what is that? You know, is that at this moment in time, I'm going to study a little bit more, I'm going to get a certain body work, or I'm going to go deeper into this, like the stillness methodology. I'm going to, you know, so you're guided to assist yourself. I would say to people, did I come to all of this just by myself? Absolutely not. And does it exist within me? Of course it does. And it exists all around me. But this is why we're here, to play together. Because what you are guided to with your genius, when you have tapped in, you're going to bring that understanding to people, the best. And that's not my focus. So I'm going to come to you to enlighten me. Just like I've been now studying a lot and working with Dr. William Tiller. Well, he's genius. He spent over 40 years, you know, studying energy in the body, studying intention, doing all kinds of, you know, research on it. What can't we learn from someone who has done that, right? And even to understand even more your own capabilities. What can't we learn from someone like Bruce Lipton, who has done such great study about epigenetics and honed it down and brought it into, because believe me, you want to study a lot of scientific research papers, your head will spin in 2 seconds. So it's going to people that you find that trust and that knowing inside you that can assist you in accelerating and empowering you. And what is that? And that's why I think, you know, with the simplicity of stillness, it converges all those worlds and then brings that higher field of energy to you through this methodology. So you become so empowered, you're finding even more understanding of your own higher purpose and being able to just live in this world in a way that you love.
So here's a question, because here's one of the things, because I hear you. And I love Bill Tiller's work, and I love Bruce Lipton's work, because it is about, you know, there's a blueprint, but you don't have to activate it. You can say, I can do something different, and I can switch on different switches and do things in new ways. So I completely appreciate that. But here's the question. When you have a situation where somebody has really triggered you, you go back into that. And there was a good thing, and maybe this is not the same question, but you talk about the gift of trust in relationships to your situation. And sometimes that was not always the easiest thing, especially coming,
right,
you know, as your childhood. So how do you get to a level of going inside and then trusting?
It grows. And it grows,
okay,
and it grows, and it grows. So it doesn't happen overnight. But when you begin seeing evidence, because it's about the evidence. This is so different. We've all, you know, most people have grown up with religions that talked about faith, but that faith had a lot to do with blind faith. And then suddenly we begin finding out about, oh, well, but that's not what's happening, and that's not, you know, and so we get disillusioned. What's great about when you're trusting in that deepest knowing, you will never be let down, ever, ever, ever. You will always find evidence that guides you to the next place. Now, that doesn't mean that you had an intention to get, you know, X, and it didn't happen, and so you don't trust it anymore. No, that was guidance to turn left. But I will share with you something, Karen. It's one of the stories in the book. And when I was traveling in Bali, and I had been invited to give a program for a group of people at a temple, one of the most beautiful temples right in the heart of Bali. And as we went there, and we were a small group of people on this one day, And suddenly we're standing in the parking lot, and the people who had all come, and I was speaking to them about what would happen when we went inside, and that we would be listening to the stillness session, and we'd be, you know, also meeting with the priest of the temple, and what all would happen. Suddenly, there was a group of men there that began to circle us, and one man was so angry. He was like, you know, I mean, he was raging, and he was speaking, you know, Indonesian, so we didn't know what was happening at all. And I just told everyone, keep your focus. That's what we're here to do. Keep your focus. You can't do what you want in life if you get swayed. Now, as we went inside, and I mean, there was a National Geographic photographer with me at the time who was wanting to document what was happening to people going into this deep states of stillness. She even got pictures of this man, and he tried to pull her from the group, and it, you know, frightened her because he was so enraged. We went inside. Everybody sat down. I began to offer the stillness session. That energy field just fills the space wherever you are. And I look to the back, and there is that man. And he's pointing his finger toward himself and me, saying, I want it too. Come to me.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm not naive. I'm not going to place myself in a position of danger. So I checked in, like, should I do this? You know, because I was offering at the time, because this energy field is offered in a variety of ways, you know, through all the senses, and I can also offer it through touch. And I was offering it to people through touch in that day, and something inside me said, it's okay, go to him, you'll be fine. And I went to him, and as I put my hand on his head, that energy just shot through with such high intensity, his entire head and body rocked back. Actually, the photographer even got a shot of it, and it was like, whoa. And I went and I sat down, and then we continued the program, and at the end, suddenly he was raising his hand, you know, speaking really loud, and I'm like, oh, dear. What's this to be about? You know, and all of a sudden he just was, and we got a translator to go to him, and he was saying, what is this? What is this? I will bring my whole village. Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me? He was in such a state of love. I mean,
wow.
We were all aghast. Like, how could that happen in that amount of time? It was within minutes. So how could someone who was in a state of rage, which really teaches you something? So everything you see around you in this world that you think is major dysfunctional, I want you to know when the time is right, it can dissolve and be transformed in moments when that field of awareness ignites within us.
Mm.
And then that trust, you know, and I had to contemplate that a lot, and we all did. You know, I wrote about that, like, what on earth could this be that could, you know, and I mean, I understand the fields of energy. I understand divine love. I understand that, but I had never seen anything like that. So I think we're continually breaking down our concepts and continually being guided to understand new levels of the evolution that we're all here to experience and be a part of.
You know what? The way you describe it, it's almost as though the force of the energy of the bigger field worked right through you when you put the hand, and it's like it just like sent currents in them and sort of rearranged the molecules.
Yeah. Yes.
And then he had the experience, and it was like some of the moments you've talked about where it's like it rushed through you.
Yes.
And I think, you know, sometimes the universe takes the most angry or the most potent thing because with that it just has such momentum and people go, whoa, okay, sign me up for that one if it can do that for him.
Yes, and see, what I found is as I began understanding Bill Tiller's work more and the amazing experiences people are having through the intention and how he sets it into this device. Right, he's developed a device where intention, but it's coupled with those subtle energy fields, goes into this device that then resonates out to the people that it's set on, right? Whether it's these autistic children that are having huge breakthroughs or the different, you know, whatever his research project was on. Well, now I'm understanding that CD recording is a device. It's a digital device that allows that energy field, those subtle energies of higher awareness to move through it so it can go to you wherever you are. Wherever you are, and as 50,000 times you want to play that recording, that energy field exists there for you to continually invite you into higher and higher frequency, into higher and higher understanding of that level of awareness in you.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, my next issue that I'm working on is on sound and color and light, and I've got people doing, you know, all of these frequencies that you can listen to, and it's how it stimulates you or trains you, and which is better, and how people can heal with these things. So I think is that must be what Bill's talking about, because I briefly spoke to him one time, and he basically said, I've got some new breakthroughs, and it should be groundbreaking. So obviously you're privy to what that is.
Yes, and that's what he'll be bringing out. And what I began to see is because in the last year, I was involved in a scientific study of the Simplicity of Stillness method with people who have ALS and their caregivers. And so I never face-to-face met the people. They got the digital programs of the Simplicity of Stillness method, a specific program. They had the stillness session audio recordings. And then I would speak with them every couple of weeks. And the shifts in what happened for people who many were in a state of rage over having this illness and disease, and how they began to appreciate life in a whole new way, how they were able to release huge anger. Some of the caregivers suddenly healed from fibromyalgia, began healing from anxiety disorder. You know, so amazing things happened. So it was, again, look what is occurring in the world today where we don't have enough proof or evidence, if you want to call it that, that that's possible. We think it takes years and years and years to change habits, and I saw it happening, and it's been, you know, reported time and time again throughout this scientific study. So that's what I want to bring to people more, so that we begin breaking these concepts of how long it takes to change. It doesn't. It's a concept.
No, it is a concept, and the issue before this last one had to do with revelations and healing, and what I found was about 6 or 7 different people all going through healing paradigms, each one doing it exclusively in their own way and revealing their story. And there was no one story. One was as quick as an instant, the other took a week, and another took time. But you know what? Yeah. I found that fascinating, and it all has to do with resonance and the shifts we can make. And you're talking about how quickly it can happen. So, yes.
And it is about layers. Mm-hmm. That's my understanding. If we go back to the encoded, you know, memories in our body, that's layers. You think it's all going to be gone overnight? I don't think so. So, you know, you're going to have huge shifts that you could stop, you know, any one of the whatever challenges you literally overnight, and then there's going to be another layer of awakening and awareness. But it's so beautiful because that helps you in guiding other people. And you become that lightning rod and a catalyst for change throughout everyone in your life as well. And isn't that what we all want, to bring out the best qualities that we have to support not only our journey but others' journey at this time?
You know what? There's one story, and I liked in the book. There's a lot of them. The one of them that talks about, it's the one about the fabric. Would you tell that story? Because I think that pertains to what you're talking about. The lady who's releasing and releasing and trying to hold on, and then...
Right. Well, this is...
with the Mahabharata,
From the Mahabharata, and it's about this beautiful woman, Draupadi, and how at this time she is with this evil king. And he's going to make her wrong, and he's going to shame her in front of an entire court. And she's wrapped in a sari, as you know, most of the women wear there. And he begins to have his people begin to pull and pull and pull on that sari, because he's going to place her naked in front of everyone, which would completely shame her. And she is determined that she has the strength, that she's going to hold on to this sari, but it's not happening. The sari is coming off. And so in the final moments, she really surrenders and says, you know, to that deep, you know, at this point it's to Krishna, but Krishna represents that deep knowing inside, that deepest gift of infinite consciousness and saying, I'm yours, guide me and show me. And in that moment, the sari is just a continual length of fabric that doesn't end. And they're piling up piles and piles and piles of material, and it doesn't end. So she's never going to be shamed and unclothed because she's found the true secret. She has surrendered to that deepest knowing.
Yeah, and it, to me, it was the part where, to me, is like even the idea of just finally we let go of our ego, and then we become naked. And then all of a sudden, was it when we let go of all of it, was it so bad after all, and what were we hiding anyway? I don't know. That was partly what came up for me.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, as we each find what we find, it gives us the message that we need, and that's the best.
Yeah.
You know? Exactly. You know, and the same thing with the stillness technology. As you experience it, you're going to find something different every time. So you're not going to only have one aha moment. You're going to have one after the next, after the next, after the next, because we're all continually evolving, and what it's going to be what's most important to you in this exact moment.
Well, that reminds me of the story of the power, from going from powerless to power.
Mm.
Because you mentioned that also, right?
Yes.
So, and then there's another part in the book that I liked. It's also near the end of the book. It's called, you know, you're talking about the Dogons and their wisdom and their leader. And you had a moment of experience that I think is quite a telling story that I think it goes nicely with this. You want to tell us what that is?
Well, I was traveling through Africa and in Mali, which unfortunately you wouldn't even be able to go to today. Because of the deep troubles, but I I was being drawn to visit the Dogon tribe, and the Dogon have been known to have a lot of ancient knowledge. In fact, they saw planets before telescopes were even invented that could see that distance. So, you know, there's something going on there. And as I was traveling, and I had a Dogon guide, and we went to a village where there was a man who was, I believe, 97 years old, and he was the leader of his village and would empower them with his knowledge. And as we sat and began to speak to one another, and I said, I would so love to learn from someone like you who's had so many years of, you know, empowering people and bringing them greater understanding. And he said, and I would like to learn from you. And would you share that with me? Share that with me, what you have been teaching people. So we had a time in stillness. And as he opened his eyes, he said, it's like two hands wash each other to become clean. What can one hand do? It's about two hands and how we work together. So your knowledge is empowering me. My knowledge empowers you. And as we come together, that's what brings the greatest knowledge to all people. And I thought that's an exquisite understanding for even how unified we are on our journey of evolution. We still have this exquisite knowing within each one of us where we can empower each other and bring each other greater understanding.
I love that. I have to say, I've actually really enjoyed your book. I've really enjoyed the processes, and as I say, I do them. There's one thing in the book that also, it says, you say stillness method is like a prayer, but you're not negotiating or pleading for anything, but you are being in communion with the higher truth. So you want to explain how it, because I think that's also, because, you know, I know there's a lot of, like you say in the book, there's a lot of research on meditation and prayer, but there's a difference, or there's an alignment.
There is an alignment in that, and, you know, listen, prayer can also be done in a way that has a neediness to it. So it's about understanding to come from a place of humility, because what are we searching for and what are we asking for? We want to understand that we are, you know, being guided by the most profound power that exists. And as we come forward in inviting that guidance to arrive in our lives, we want to come forward from a place of humility and like you would from a sacred book, like you would from a great teacher. And so, you know, as you do the practices, you know, then you're doing the practices coming from this place of guide me and show me. Yes, I have that power within me. Yes, I have that knowing. But you're not saying, show me this and show me that. And you know what I'm saying? You're coming. Give me one of these and give me one of those. You're coming from that beautiful, exquisite knowing that we are part of this wholeness. And in a sense, that has a prayerful way of being, isn't it? Because then everything is looked at as a gift, as an exquisite gift of life. And as we begin to open up to that way of being in life, then our own humility and our own gratitude and our own appreciation really expands tremendously.
Well, I like the way you say it's the bridge between heaven and earth.
Yes. You know, and it's interesting in that sense also, in a lot of Eastern study of healing within the body, it is bridging heaven and earth. So it's bringing those two worlds together, in a sense, and really purifying and cleansing the body so that you begin to experience that heaven on earth in every day. And, I mean, I'm not talking about in a wishy-washy way. I'm talking about when you go to get a loan and it doesn't happen. I'm talking about when you lost your job. It's how do you look at it and how do you deal with it practically that begins to transform your life and your experience of life. As you were speaking earlier, Karen, in how some of the biggest challenges you can have are actually their messages and they're guiding you. You're not on the road that's going to take you the most rapidly to exactly what you want to know and experience. So the guidance is coming. Get off that road. We want to take you down a new road. Pay attention. And that's really a great support, isn't it?
Yeah, I used to think about that in the Course in Miracles when I used to have an ad agency and I go to do the photo shoot and I'd always say, okay, I'm always prepped, but I like what the Course in Miracles said. It says, I might have a better idea, so be open. And you know what? It never showed up the way I thought, but it was always better. And I always allowed for that, and it always made for wonder.
That's beautiful.
It made the day like a mystery.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Full of spontaneity,
but I was ready.
Yes.
But it was in the letting go.
It is in the letting go and allowing the universe to guide what is a new way, like you said, you know, being open to maybe it's not exactly the way I was headed. And then it's, oh, my gosh, the things that you're given are so like, wow, I never could have dreamed of that. That's so much better.
Yep. But is that what you say? Why is it the process paradoxical? Is that it?
Yes. Yes, because you think that you have the best plan and then letting go and allowing it to open up and yourself to open up. But I also put it in, you know, as you're moving forward into an ABC so that you can have some guidance. Because, you know, we often don't like living in that, I don't know what's going to happen next. So now as you begin your ABC of doing the practices, then you begin opening and seeing all the evidence of the evolution of life, of your own life happening. And it gets you to continue that journey and go deeper and go deeper.
I can say that's true because at the age I'm at, I can see the dots. When I was way back there, I didn't see them. If you know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. That's beautiful.
Age has its advantages. Besides the other things, it does have its advantages.
Yes, I call it maturity.
Well, at least that way, you can see that your life had a purpose, or your life has as a connection, and you can see where you've connected the dots, or maybe where you haven't, where you could have done something different.
Right.
When people come in to show you different things that you're asking for.
Yes. And there's always that moment to begin again and begin again. And it's not even begin again. You're taking all the knowledge that you've gained to that point, and then you're expanding on it. And that's why I like taking, the simplicity of stillness into a practice. Although, you know, anyone can do it, no matter what your meditation practice or what it is that you've already aligned in your own life, because with the stillness session technology, even if you can't stand meditation, you're just listening to music, and suddenly you have a whole new awareness. and life shows you all new visions and all new ways to begin again, to create new relationships, to expand prosperity in your life. And that's what's so beautiful. You don't have to, you can fit it into your life in a simple way. Just fit it in simply.
What I liked about your tape, honestly, because I'm not really a meditator, but I really enjoy now taking my 18 minutes out. And if I'm having a question or working on the magazine or whatever's going on, I can sit, turn it on, and you're not, it's not as though you're telling me what to think. You're inviting me to go into my own center and listen. And for the answer, so it's, I love it that way. Take a deep breath and breathe, and you can feel the water and the things rushing over you, and it's like, now go stiller and go deeper, and what are you hearing? And when you write down, you know, your processes you have in the book, you invite somebody to say, okay, here's one that would work for this. Ask these kinds of questions and see what shows up. And I love it. I get images, and so I'll sit there and draw the images at the end. So for me, it's sometimes it's writing, and sometimes it's drawing the images that show up. And I love that because there's a freedom in every single moment. It's different. So thank you.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And thank you. I really appreciate hearing that. And what I want you to know and that you're going to really love is back even to the prayer in a sense. The stillness, what I have gotten inspired to through the scientific study I did, also our new stillness session format. So that you can bring that higher awareness into life in all different ways. Eyes open. I have sacred word now that you can listen to and you could repeat in literally 11 minutes in the morning. And suddenly, boom, your day is totally different, you know. I have elevate sessions that you can listen to when you're riding a bike, when you're taking a walk, and you can feel that energy flow moving through you. So it's beautiful how the universe keeps expanding what's possible for us so we can keep breaking our concepts and keep moving into that creative, exquisite space like you're speaking of.
Now, are these other new CDs that are available on your website?
They will be within 2 months.
Okay. I was just thinking, I don't think I saw those. And in talking to Gail,
not.
Who's her PR person, it's like, I haven't seen those.
Yes.
So that's great.
Because I used them during the scientific study, but now I'm formatting in a way that you can get, you know, the audio scientific understanding, so that your mind begins to understand what's happening, and then you'll also have the different formats. But a good way to begin right now is to get the power piece in you and begin with that, with the recording that's in that book, because boy, will that take you places, as you know. And then in the next 2 months, I'll be sending out some information about the new formatting and what's happening with that, because I think you'll really enjoy that as well.
Well, you also have a new book coming out. So what's happening with the new book, and what is it that's going to do? Could you mind me asking, how is it going to expand on what you've already written?
You know, it's so interesting. It has expanded on it. And what it's done is that now let me just say something. The energy field that is experienced in the power piece in you, you know, as you do the recording, yes, that energy field is always going to be there. What happened for me is I began to go even deeper into science. So I'm going to give you an even greater understanding of the new science and why you need to pay attention to it. And I do, like I did with the Simplicity of Stillness, I take four essential areas that are important to our lives going forward, and I converge them to show you where you broke down and why you got hurt and where you're going to retrain your brain and how you're going to do it. And I'm giving you these different elements of healing and accessing higher potential. And then I brought the Simplicity of Stillness method into a 1-2-3 step, just to make it even simpler. So, you know, simple is where it's all about in our busy lives, I think. So it's all about, you know, taking that to that next level and then bringing the new formatting of the different ways that, because I began to understand through the case studies how now you can access this energy field not even in meditation. And how helpful is that for all these people who've shut it down? Because we know the inner journey is going to accelerate us. But if you shut it down and you're only in the mind, you're going to miss out on that juice of life that keeps opening you to that awareness where there is no anger, no pain, no worry, no fear. And we all want to keep going deeper into that.
You know, when I think of it, I think of the idea of, are you connected or are you in your ego? And I think ego has an interesting connotation. But in what to me, in the simplest form, is when you're not tapped into a higher thing, you're relying only on your mind and yourself, and you're repeating patterns, which you're inevitably going to do. But when you tap into something bigger and higher, it's like, I'll call it the 12-step program, right? You give away yourself to something higher. And in one sense, that's what you're asking all of us to do, is to step away just from that ego and go into your higher self, connected to the infinite field. Did I get that right?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Okay. What I find is that I don't even have to use the word ego after a while, because it's just a play of the mind. You know, and now what you're doing is you're stepping into the sweetness of life. Because when I was in such extraordinary is not the right word. When I was enraged and anger with my father, which I was for years, of how he had disempowered me with words I won't even repeat, and the beatings and things like that, I was killing myself. My body was getting, I was ending up in the hospital again and again because the body heard the message. It didn't hear it was angry at my father. It just, was angry, and so that message went in my body. And every time I went somewhere to try to figure it out, I got sick. But when I began to experience an energy field of awareness from an enlightened meditation teacher, I went into love. And that love began to dissolve that pain. So I want to dissolve pain through love, and then your understanding will begin to evolve and bring you to that higher intelligence so you can reformat your mind to support you and not fight you.
It's interesting because I think, people who, we go through layers, as you say, you must have asked the question to be able to get the answer. And I think so many people get stuck in the other and just keep doing the same feedback loop. You came to your process, but how did you come to yours? How did you actually get the question, ask the question? Because 16, you left home. Where'd you go?
Well, the first question was just, I want freedom, because I was in pain.
Right.
But,
I
went through that, 30-year journey of pain and drugs and all the stuff that I did. And then when I met the spiritual teacher, what began happening was that whole insight into that world of ancient wisdom and the Vedas and the Sufis, and all of that started coming through. And then I had this moment of this, wait a minute. It's not in another lifetime. It's now. It depends on my belief and my request to bring it into my life now. So, because often ancient teaching, we take it on that it's all about the teacher. No, it isn't, because now I had begun learning about the law of attraction. And then I had begun learning about the science. And I suddenly knew, I can have it. I'm not going to give it away anymore. I can have it. How can I have it? And so that deep understanding, and then it was the convergence, because like I said earlier, I was reading a lot of brilliant work, but it didn't give me a practical way to bring it into my life. It was in the moment.
Right.
So I had begun converging and making up my own practices. Because I realized that is one of my gifts, is that I take knowledge from everywhere and I'm insatiable. I get so one-pointed with my focus, and then I develop processes to bring it into my life. And then I began sharing that with people and then seeing what worked better and how much evidence would show up. And then as this energy field began to awaken and came to me, now I'm infusing everything with that higher experiential element, without which we'd be in the mind only again. But that experiential energetic element weaving through also shifts the neural patterns in the mind. And it's biochemically actually working on the cellular structure within the body. So now it's
it is all coming. It is. It's that cascading chemistry.
It is.
It is. And it's all the same. You know what's interesting to me? I mean, I've done 32 issues of the magazine and exploring the science from all dimensions, from sound, you name it. And you really realize it is all one and the same. We are this chemistry factory. We are light. We are these vibrational beings, and we can shift. And sometimes I have to say, you know, I get in a state, you know, thank God it doesn't last forever, but, you know, we all get in a place where we need to shift. And so I actually do appreciate your toolbox.
Oh. Yes, it's nice to have that toolbox there because we all have it inside, but, boy, we do need to grab those tools at different times. And what I find is they're accelerating. They keep accelerating you. Whatever your journey is, because what is in the toolbox, it is that energy field of awareness. It's just the toolbox contains it. You know what I'm saying? It contains it to you in your own life, in a sense.
Well, I also like, you know, the other thing, because the next guests I have on the next show are talking about, you know, brain stimulation and, you know, how we do and train or how we use sound. And your CDs are very soothing in that way. And I think it's a way that these toolboxes can help us to change the chemistry, to change the physiology, to help us to stimulate, to go into new directions. And I think that is kind of the way of the future, but it's also the way of the past. That's what the mantras and all of the chants and all of the music that we listen to does for us as well.
Yeah.
But
well,
yours is very intentional,
not,
very beautiful. So.
It's not all the music, you know, and it can be great music. It's when the artist or the person working has tapped into that field and it resonates through it. Because as you know, you could play some certain music and just like with the scientific study on the crystals, it makes horrifying looking crystals when listening to certain music. So it's about the
artistry. That's an interesting one. I haven't seen that study.
Yes. Mm. Emoto. And how some
Emoto.
Crystals,
okay, yes.
When mantras were spoken on top of the water, made beautiful crystals that emanated, you know, light and wonderful mathematical vision. And then at other times when certain music was played, oh, my goodness, it's really frightening looking. So it's about, you know, taking that instrument and allowing that field of awareness moving through it to ride on the music. And many musicians have tapped into that, so they're bringing that through the resonance of their music, because there's a difference between calming music and music coupled with that field of awareness.
Oh, absolutely.
Some music, but there, you know what I'm saying. And so the more the artist or the healer or, you know, the instrument has been fine tuned to allow that field of awareness to move through, the more impact you will have from listening to the music or, you know, whatever it is that, you know, just like with Bill Tiller's work. The more fine-tuned he is and the people he works with, and they're planting that intention and that resonance into that vehicle of this machine, the more impact it has.
Right. I think my next guest is Jonathan Goldman. And that's,
oh, beautiful.
Yeah, so I think that it'll actually be dovetailed quite nicely.
Beautiful.
And another gentleman named Jeff, I forget his last name, or I can't say his last name, but he's also works behind the scene with his own company, and then he also works behind the scene with others, teaching and putting the right frequencies, the alpha, the beta, the whatever states in to music to help you shift your consciousness as well. But it's not a necessarily a meditative process like yours is inviting you to go into the heart, which I think that's the distinction between, I think your work is yours is an invitation to go into your own inner self as opposed to just taking you into a particular frequency that may get you there. Yours is actually done with a sense of intention.
Yes.
and I get that. I do get that. One is passive in a sense, and one is, you know, you're actively, consciously making a choice to go inside and to listen. So.
And it just opens. There it is. It will impact you, you know, and the beautiful thing is that, you know, I think I told a story in there about a man from Austria coming to a program who was totally, you know, everybody must have forced him to come, and he didn't want to be there. And he had a lot of...
Okay, I remember that one.
Yeah, and he was won't do anything, sign up for anything, know about anything until I know what this is, you know. And I thought, you know, I'm not even going to talk right now. I think we're just going to go directly into a stillness session.
That's a good one.
Yeah, like forget the words. Forget it. Because I don't care how many words you speak, they won't change you. They might be good ideas, but the experience shifts you instantly. And in that time, and, you know, once again, how do I know what's going to happen? You know, I'm clueless because every individual is different. I know what I've seen over time. So I have an understanding where X will happen to this and this will happen. But this man, at the end, when he raised his hand to speak and he said, you know, I didn't want to be here. I didn't even want you anywhere near me. And he said... And then suddenly, as I began listening to the music, something happened, and I saw myself as an eagle flying over the Grand Canyon, and everything became so beautiful. Just tell me more. Explain to me how I can do this again and again.
Wow.
And his wife, mouth was like on the floor. And, you know, and actually what was interesting we found afterwards is, his breathing had completely changed. So the asthma he walked in with was gone when he began to speak. So people often say,
wow.
Well, what about someone reticent and doesn't want to do it? I say, play it in the background of your life. Play it in the car when you're driving somewhere. Play it, you know, and just don't make a big deal out of it. Just say, hey, I have some relaxing music. And it will begin to work on people just like that. And you're being with it and allowing it to be there and allowing whatever to happen, it works. It just does.
It does. I'm going to vouch for it. You know what? We're about ready to end the show, but I have a question for you. Is there anything that I haven't asked that I should have asked? Because I always like to make sure. And then it would be great for them to at least know. I know that they can go to the Awakening Zone and Science to Sage and find your connecting, but you might want to tell everybody what your website is so that they can check in now and then check in 2 months from now.
It's Marlise Carlin, MarlieseKarlin.com. And as you go to MarlieseKarlin.com, there is a free stillness session, so you can already begin that experience right away. And there is the Power of Peace in You course that is very powerful, and you can look into that as well. And then the book is there as well as on, you know, Kindle and Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So it's wherever you look. And I would say begin that now. And in the next month, you'll see new technology arriving that will just add to that toolbox of life, to that toolkit of life. So I invite you to look into that. And then I just want to say, because wherever you are in your life's journey, just know that it's continually evolving. And invite yourself to be curious, to allow yourself to not know, and to just dive into the next step in your journey, and to keep allowing it to evolve and become sweeter and sweeter and sweeter.
Thank you. This has been quite fun and timely for me. I thoroughly enjoyed the conversation. And I'd like to stay in touch. I know you have the new book coming out. And, so with that, I'm going to say thank you to the Awakening Zone for hosting Science to Sage Radio. Do check out the magazine. And what I'd like to say is there's many programs and classes on the Awakening Zone. Do check it out. That's how they pay for the programming. And with that, thank you. And everybody, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Marlise.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it was really beautiful. Let's do stay in touch. I'd love that. I'm going to send you the book if we get it to that place. I think you're going to love it as the next, you know, place in the journey when it'll have the different formats for you. So I think you'll really enjoy that. I'd love to hear from you, you know, your thoughts on it. So fabulous.
Yep, I would. Gail said the same thing, be in touch. So we'll be in touch. And with
that,
there we go. All right,
bye-bye.